You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training Podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Suzanne Burnett. Hey, Suzanne.
Hey there, Maggie.
Okay, I have a very fun question, and I'm very curious to hear your answer.
Okay,
if you could master instantly one useless skill, what would it be?
Ooh, okay, instantly. So like right now. A useless skill. What's an example of a useless skill?
That's a really great question. So my original thought was that I would love to be a really good storyteller. You know how there are those people who can just tell you a story from their life and you're just instantly captivated. And I feel like when I tell stories, I get distracted with my own story and I go off on tangents and it never lands quite as amusingly as it felt as I was living it out. And so I think that that would just be a really fun skill to have.
Yeah, that would be a really good skill. But it doesn't feel useless. Yeah, that's where I'm getting. Okay, so I think a useless skill I could have instantly. We have so much recycling, like cardboard boxes that like pile up. So if I could like instantly have a skill to do something really cool with those cardboard boxes, like maybe like make like a house or like
cardboard
something.
Boxing.
Yeah. Like just something to reuse that. Cause I always feel so bad. I mean, we're putting it out for the recycling, but if there was like something I could do with that. Or dog hair. There's so much dog hair right now for my dog. Like even on my desk, I have so much dog hair. So there's something I could do with that.
I have heard of people making, like making sweaters out of dog hair. So maybe.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. I'm not. Or like doing needlepoint with like making a needlepoint of their dog with the dog fur.
Man, I should say that.
So, you could do something like that.
Yeah. Done. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. That's right. You heard it here first. All right. Well, today we are talking about Unit 14, which is titled The Northern Kingdom. And this is going to run for 4 sessions. So, Suzanne, with this being a new unit, why don't you share with us our unit description and then big picture question and key passage?
For sure. So our unit description is, although the Northern Kingdom continued to worship idols, God provided prophets to warn his people and even foreign nations to turn away from their sin. While Nineveh repented and was spared from God's judgment, the nation of Israel refused to worship God alone. As a result, God judged Israel's idolatrous sin by allowing the nation of Assyria to destroy the Northern Kingdom. So our big picture question and answer for this unit for younger preschool is, why do Christians continue to sin? And the answer is because we still have hearts that want to sin. For older preschool, the question is the same. Why do Christians continue to sin? And the answer is Christians continue to sin because we have hearts that want to sin. And then finally, for kids, the big picture question is, why do Christians continue to sin? Christians continue to sin because we still have a sin nature, but when Jesus returns, he will make us sinless like him. Our key passage for this unit is found in Deuteronomy 13:4. The Bible phrase for babies and toddlers is, follow the Lord your God. The Bible phrase for younger preschool is, you must follow the Lord your God. The key passage for older preschool is, you must follow the Lord your God. You must keep his commands and listen to him. And finally, for kids, the key passage is, you must follow the Lord your God and fear him. You must keep his commands and listen to him. You must worship him and remain faithful to him. And again, our key passage is found in Deuteronomy 13:4.
Thanks, Suzanne. And on this episode, we are discussing Unit 14, Session 1, titled Elisha the Prophet. And this is coming from 2 Kings chapters 2, 4, and 5. After the kingdom was divided, evil kings ruled in the northern kingdom of Israel. We've learned how Jeroboam, Nadab, Baasha, and Ahab led the people to worship idols. But God was faithful to his people, and he sent prophets to tell them to turn away from their sin. One of those prophets was Elijah. Through Elijah's prayer, God showed the people that he is the one true God by sending down fire from heaven. This week, we'll learn about another prophet, Elisha, whom God called to speak his words and perform miracles. Our story points for this week for preschool, it's God gave Elisha the power to perform miracles. And for kids, it's God spoke through the prophet Elisha and gave him power to perform miracles. So now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that need a little extra prep or attention. So Suzanne, why don't you start us off with preschool?
Yes. Yeah, so for preschool this week, we just have one activity and it is in our older preschool leader guide. This activity is called Make an Oil and Water Painting. And so if you prefer a non-art activity, you can simply let kids use pipettes to drop oil in water. Drop vegetable oil, that is, not car oil, vegetable oil in water. Another option is to prepare some sensory bottles for the kids. And the way that you do this is fill it halfway with some water that's been colored with food coloring and then add a quarter of vegetable oil. And then it's just a really cool bottle with the separation with the oil and the water.
That is very fun. You could add some beads or some glitter in there. Really make it fun. Make sure you hot glue that lid on or duct tape it.
Oh, that is a really good word. Yes.
Yeah.
messy.
Otherwise, you will have an oil and water painting and it will not be where you want it to be. All right. In younger kids, there is an activity called oil and water. And you could use clear disposable cups so that the water droplets will be easier to see. And also, pipettes were also used in Unit 13, Session 3, so you can reuse those and make sure you practice this one at home so that you're familiar with the process. And then in older kids, there's an activity called salt, oil, water, and consider asking an adult to demo this instead of groups of five or six kids. Provide watertight lids to seal the jars if a sink isn't handy or if facility rules prohibit it. In Kids Worship, there is a group demo, and this demo involves making lemonade. And so it might be fun to offer the kids some lemonade to drink afterwards. And if you do so, make sure you post an allergy alert. And in midweek, there is a group demo, a lot of really fun group demos this week.
I know.
There's a group demo called Food Color Runaway. And if you have a large group, consider setting up several stations of those materials and have each one of those stations manned by an adult leader. And then divide the large group up between all the stations so that the kids can see the experiment better. As we wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited about in this session. I love this story, and I think for us as leaders, the relationship between Elisha and Elijah is especially encouraging. In 2 Kings 2:9, Elijah asks Elisha for two shares of his spirit. Elisha saw what Elijah had done for God, how Elijah had walked with God, and he said, "I want more of that." And that's what I want for the kids that I lead, Suzanne. I want them to look at how I walk with God, how I love God, how I reflect God, and I want them to say, "I want more of that." I hope and pray that I live and lead in such a way that they live lives of faithfully walking with God that surpass my own. I hope that they love people better, that they walk with God closer, and that they understand his love deeper than I do. And I really appreciate how this story illustrates what I hope for the kids that I lead.
That's so beautiful, Maggie. And that is truly what I want for the kids that I teach to and the kids in my life. And, you know, once Elijah received that spirit, he went on to do so many amazing miracles, like making the water clean and bringing the boy back to life and healing a man's skin disease. You know, and as we serve and teach, we may never see the work that God does through the lives of the children in our class. And so just as an encouragement to you leaders, is Galatians 6:9, to let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time if we do not give up.
Love that encouragement, Suzanne. Thanks for that reminder. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for kids in preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's leader training for the Gospel Project for preschool and kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.